All right, what's going on, everybody? This is your man, Darren Vine. And here we have another episode of Random Revelations. It's been a minute since I put out an episode, so I need to get back up to speed on these podcast streets. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about the trending topic that's out here. Everybody's talking about on the internet. And they're talking about, you know, this documentary that's coming out on the Hulu channel, Hulu cable channel. And it's a documentary about Freaknik and them having some never released footage of the event and how it went down back in the 90s in Atlanta. And it started, let me see, I want to say it started about 92, 93 and lasted all the way up till about 2000. I say 99 was like the last one, if you ask me. 99 wasn't really hitting home. It really wasn't like what it was, because they had really contained and clamped down on the event to where it's like, you know, people wasn't able to be all over and cause the, you know, traffic jams like they did at all the other, you know, all the other years, stuff like that. Now, my first Freaknik is when I came to Atlanta back in 1996. I didn't know nothing about it. You know, all the natives was telling me like, hey, man, everybody's going to be Freaknikking. I'm like, Freaknik? What is that? And didn't know nothing about it. Didn't know about the previous years of when it started back in 92. And, you know, a lot of Atlanta natives will tell you that from 92 to 94 was when it was its best, where, you know, you had everybody was in Piedmont Park, everybody was out there, everybody's just being free and wild and crazy, and all the sisters doing their shake dance rituals. Best way I could put it. Around 95, you had city officials that had their concerns about it. There was a lot of complaints from a lot of residents saying that it's too much. They're all over the place. They're just creating hostile situations and blah, 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 blah. So what they started doing was they started roadblocking all the particular exits in Atlanta, whether the hotspots, you know, like downtown Atlanta or Lenox, or wherever people would conjugate and hang out, they started blocking exits on the highway. So it started moving from places of Piedmont Park, downtown Atlanta, and all that to most of the back streets of Atlanta. You know, the Candler Roads, the Glenwood, Glenwood Roads, etc. I can tell you, Southwest Atlanta, Campleton Road is a stretch. It's like a 3 to 5 mile radius, and it starts at Oakland City train station and goes all the way down to Greenbrier Mall. Greenbrier Mall is a popular, you know, mall in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? For all the black folks, on it's on the Southwest. It's on the Southwest. And I had my homeboys camcorder, and I walked that entire strip just filming people just out and about and just doing their thing. It was a whole block party. Imagine a block party that's like 3 to 5 miles. Coming from New York City, you don't see that. that was the experience for me, because it's like, you know, whatever events they had where it was a bunch of us partying and acting a fool and stuff like that, it was pretty much contained. It was in one part of the city. You didn't have that over the whole city like it was in Atlanta. That was the crazy thing about it. And, you know, it was the bass music was what was hitting. You had the Miami bass, you had Luke and them doing their thing, you had all the Atlanta artists doing their thing, Freak Nasty, Kilo, bunch of other people, just, it kind of escapes my mind right now, but you know, it was the, 69 Boys, all of that. And that's where, you know what I'm saying, that's what set the tone for a lot of the debauchery that used to happen on Freaknik. Now, here's my thing I wanted to say personally about it. Everybody's nervous about this documentary. You know, everybody on the internet is just like, oh, you know, a lot of people are just worried about, oh, you know, they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to show, they don't want to be, they don't want to be seen in a video showing what they used to do or how they was tripping out and stuff like that. And to be honest, we don't know what's in the video. The documentary hasn't even came out yet. And people are already talking. Like, you have one sister on there. She's being all apologetic. Like, well, all I want to say is, whatever I did, I had all my clothes on and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, hold on. Miss Lady, Sister Girl, what you tripping on? You don't even know if you're in the video. You don't need to be confessing your sins or nothing. You don't even know if you're in there. Even if you was one of those ones that was on the top of a car and doing your, you know what I'm saying, and doing your shake dance ritual. Hey, it's nothing to be apologetic about. You was probably young. You didn't have the same mindset that you have now. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she's a nurse, and you moved on, and you're trying to set a better example for yourself now that you're older. So just, hey, you know, deal with it from where you at now. It's not like now if you just are the same way that you are now than you was then, that would be different. But I don't think people should be worried about what, you know, what people are going to say or what their image is going to be like. Because if you're honest with yourself, the way this young generation is now is a direct effect because of how we were. They watched us grow up, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, ask yourself, did you shield any of your young kids or nieces and nephews from a lot of these videos that came out on BET? You know what I'm saying? What was it? BET Uncut. And they showed all, there's a lot of, you know, like when Nelly had that, you know, tip drill, for example. There's nothing different from Uncle Luke's videos. And all these artists in the South, there's nothing different from that than what you see now in today's videos with, what's the artist, Glorilla? And she got the FNF video. That's basically Freaknik. And all of the, a lot of the hip hop music that you're listening to now is spurned from that movement. The whole shake dance, the whole strip club, community culture, that was a direct result of Freaknik. So that's on us, you know what I'm saying? As much as we like to get on the youth for how they act now, you know what I'm saying? We got to take some responsibility into that, all right? The X generation. A lot of the X generation gave birth to the latter generations to the way they are now. And then that latter generation are having kids now. So they're just, that's all they know, you know? You know, you should have done a better job in trying to curb that if you didn't want them on that. But anyway, let me know in the comments what y'all think about this documentary. Are you worried about it's gonna rehash some old memories that you wanted erased from your life? or is it like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It happened, it was there, and hey, just move on from it. Let me know in the comments what y'all think. D Divine for your mind. Double D's experience, random revelations.